بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. ثم أما بعد، نسيد the last few lectures we have been talking about family matters, and we did go over the book of Al-Umda from the beginning. We stopped right before Kitab al-Sadaq, which is the book of the wedding gift or the marriage gift, which is Sadaq. And as we indicated last time, we will not call it dowry or dower. We will not get into the dowry or dower. We will touch upon it. But before we get into it, we'll review the past and make sure that we are not forgetting what we studied, because it is just—it is not good to memorize, you know, the 29th juz of the Quran and forget the 30th, and then memorize the 28th and forget the 29th, and so on and so forth. And a lot of people do this, which is not a good idea. So why did we say that we will not call it dowry or dower? Because of the negative connotations attached to the dowry or dower. What are the negative connotations attached to the dowry? The dowry is usually given by the bride's family to the groom and his family. So when people hear about this, you will not be able to strip words of their context and meanings that people are accustomed to and people are familiar with. So usually when people hear dowry, what will come across their minds, I used to use dowry, by the way, because I figured there is no better word to use than dowry. But, you know, I just came to the realization that we do not have to have one word translation for each word in the Islamic terminology. Many times we will have to translate a word by like a phrase or a sentence, or, you know, two-word phrase, a three-word phrase, a sentence even, if that's what it takes to get the right meaning across. But to box ourselves into, you know, this one word-for-word translation, we will be causing damage and harm. Because like I said, the dowry, the idea about the dowry is that the woman gives, or the bride's family gives a sizable gift to the groom and his family. And that is opposite to what it is in Islam. So you can't use the dowry and then strip it of its meanings. So we will not use dowry because of that reason. And so why are we not going to use dower? Because dower, like it was first started in the German law, sometimes it was a custom, sometimes it was like part of the law in Germany for the woman to get a share of the inheritance upon the husband's, you know, demise or upon the husband's death. So the woman gets that dower. Sometimes it's agreed upon and sometimes it is not agreed upon. So it doesn't have much to do with the concept of the wedding gift in Islam. The concept of the wedding gift in Islam is a show of commitment, right? Because the Prophet ﷺ, indicated that it is not a price, because he said to the man who could not afford a sizable wedding gift, he said to him, "Iltamis khataman walau min hadid," go find even a ring, even an iron ring, but do some work, show some commitment, show some interest in the woman or in honoring the woman that you will marry, as much as you can afford. Get whatever it is that you can afford. When Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, came to proposed to Fatima, or came to propose to the Prophet ﷺ for Fatima radiallahu anha. The Prophet ﷺ asked him for sadaq. So Ali ibn Abi Talib said, I have nothing, I don't have anything. The Prophet ﷺ said to him, وَأَيْنَ دِرْعُكَ الْحُطَمِيَّةِ Where is your shield? It used to be called the Hutamiyyah. Where is your Hutamiyyah shield? Now, is she going to really take that shield and run away with it? No, it is just a show of commitment, a show of, you know, it's to honor her, it's to show her that, you know, I didn't have anything to give you, that is all I have, and that so I am giving you this as a gift. Now, Fatima herself is not going to use that shield. It is, eventually Ali, the one who will use the shield. But again, it is a show that, you know, this is what I could do. This is not to be used by the brothers to underestimate the importance of the wedding gift and to be miserly and stingy with the wedding gifts. But it is also to show the sisters that it is not a price. This is not your value, because many sisters say, well, my cousin got this much or my sister got this much, so I should get this much or more. It is really not a price and it is not your value. It is just a show of commitment on the part of the husband. So if the husband is, you know, not very well off, and he gives you like one third of what he owns, that is better than someone who is extremely wealthy and he gives you 1/100th of what he owns, even if it turns out to be a lot more than that 1/3. So that is the concept that sisters should keep in mind. And at the same time, it's the concept that the brothers should keep in mind, that this is a sizable gift to show commitment. Again, if you are well off, you don't go out and buy a $5 ring and give it to your wife as a wedding gift. So anyway, we said that we will not use the word dowry because it has the negative connotations. The word dowry is restricted. You know, it is restricted to a certain condition at a certain time. But we will talk about sadaq inshallah next time in more detail. جزاكم الله خير. شكرا لكم.